HarperCollins presents Paranoia, A Journey into Extreme Mistrust and Anxiety by Daniel Freeman. Read by Robin Lane. 1. Every day is a battle. In the summer of 2021, while I was working on the first drafts of this audiobook, I published the results of a new treatment for persecutory delusions, the Feeling Safe program. Persecutory delusions are the severest form of paranoia, which we can think of as excessive mistrust of others in relation to the self. They're very common in people diagnosed with schizophrenia, and they can wreck lives. For me, at least, publication of the data was a huge moment. Since first training as a clinical psychologist, my ambition has always been to provide new hope to patients by developing a treatment that is much better than the existing options. Feeling Safe, the product of 3 decades of researching and treating paranoia, marks the fulfillment of that ambition. Jane was one of the first patients to complete it. This is how things were for her before she began the Feeling Safe program. I suffered with extremely debilitating paranoia and with voices that controlled my ability to be productive and that also regularly scared me. Though I am on strong medication, the medication alone wasn't giving me enough help to feel safe. My life was a constant battle. I felt far too paranoid to participate in so many events and activities. I used to keep all my curtains shut and had all doors locked. I shut myself away in my flat. I didn't feel my life was a life worth having, really. I just felt there was a ticking time bomb till I got attacked or gave up myself. A constant battle. A ticking time bomb. A life on hold. When I began my career as a clinical psychologist, I understood none of this. Let's rewind. Secret Signals. Autumn 1992. I am living with friends from university in the Lee of HMP Brixton. The hulking Victorian prison has lately been much in the news, having failed to prevent 2 IRA inmates from escaping all the way to the Republic of Ireland. I have begun work at the Institute of Psychiatry, IOP, one of the largest centres in the world for mental health research. To mark the occasion, I've treated myself to a new jacket from Kensington Market, though already I'm beginning to worry that its shoulder pads are laughably large. Shoes duly shined, I'm a research assistant on one of the first clinical trials of psychological therapy for schizophrenia patients with delusions and hallucinations. These experiences are also known as psychosis. This is why I'm now struggling down a narrow, overgrown passageway in the front garden of a house in South London, squeezing past overflowing bins, while brambles claw at my legs and arms and rain drives into my face. If anyone is watching, and I hope devoutly that they are not, they must take me for an incompetent burglar. This was definitely not mentioned in the job description. Surely, I think, as I continue my slow progress to the back of the house, this can't be right. Why shouldn't I just present myself at the front door? But the psychiatric nurse who briefed me was adamant that I shouldn't ring the doorbell. There would be no point. The man I have come to see would never appear. Robert believes that government agencies are conspiring to murder him. So instead of answering the door, Robert would be hiding in terror, keeping silent and still and crouching below window height. The only way to reach him is to give the secret signal. 3 knocks on the window at the side of the house. And so, feeling somewhat self-conscious, this is what I do. Sure enough, the kitchen door opens a fraction. Robert's apprehensive
Sample complete. Ready to continue?